the most traditional elements of any Czech Christmas, hand in hand with Jakubian Ryba's Christmas Mass, golden mistletoe, winter scenes by Josef Lada, and carp and potato salad, are Czech film fairy tales, screened every holiday season on Czech TV. Kids in the West had Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. But the Czechs have many, many classics of their own. Not animated, but live-action fairy tales which have been loved for generations. In today's special, we look at why film fairy tales are so popular here, and look at some of the classics considered essential holiday viewing.
Slyším tam za horou zvuk, Moldánko, výjemný hluk.
So what is it with the Czechs and their fairy tales? If you grew up in North America, you'd probably be used to quoting Star Wars, Indiana Jones, or E.T. But when it comes to children's films here, viewers most remember scenes from films like Three Hazelnuts for Cinderella. Jiří Chalupa, a script editor and specialist in children's productions at Czech TV, told me more about the fairy tale tradition.
Why Czechs love their fairy tales so much isn't an easy question to answer. I guess we're just that kind of nation. There's a strong storytelling tradition here, and fairy tales, of course, are a part of that. They represent a certain idealism and ageless wisdom, which people continue to enjoy. Simply put, fairy tales are about finding good. They represent the belief that everything will work out in the end.
Pohádka to je vlastně cesta za dobrem, to je cesta za vírou v něco, že dobře dopadne.
No decent fairy tale would be complete without the proper ingredients, such as a princess, a scoundrel, or an unlikely prince, usually a pauper who through bravery and a good heart wins the keys to the kingdom. Or magic, or a mix of some of those and other elements. And that's not all. Jiří Chalupa again.
Pohádka, má-li zůstat pohádkou, tak je nad tou dobou.
Successful fairy tales have a timeless quality and a strong moral sense, and Czech fairy tales remain rooted in that tradition. Viewers want the princess and the dragon, so while new productions have undeniably been modernized, featuring contemporary language, more dynamic shooting styles, and faster editing, the traditional story elements remain largely unchanged.
Vojtěch Rinda, a film critic for the daily Lidové Noviny, agrees that Czechs love their fairy tales, but says in their fascination, they're far from alone.
I would say it definitely is part of Czech tradition and Czech film craftsmanship, but I wouldn't say that they are unique in that way. For example, in Germany, there's a similar tradition, and they are screening fairy tales in German TVs weeks before the actual Christmas. So I would say that, yes, Czechs are definitely good at making fairy tales, but their fairy tales aren't that different from fairy tales of other European nations.
Still, there's no question that the fascination here with traditional fairy tales runs deep. All you have to do is check the December TV listings for proof. All four of the country's main broadcasters, from public broadcaster Czech TV to commercial station TV Nova, feature the very best of Czech fairy tales in their Christmas lineup. There's no question, pohádky, as fairy tales are known in Czech, remain holiday favorites. For now, on TV screens, they continue to eclipse even popular newer challengers, animated films such as Monsters, Inc. or Finding Nemo, which have been a huge success with kids. Vojtěch Rinda again.
Fairy tales always have a happy ending, and you can bet on the good feeling that it will invoke in you. So it seems only natural that people, since they want to have a Merry Christmas, they indulge in watching those movies that they've seen so many times, yet again they want to see them more and more.
Mm-hmm. by now, you must be wondering which Czech fairy tales are among the most popular. Well, the most famous one goes back more than half a century. Called Pyšná princezna, The Proud Princess, it was made in 1952. The black-and-white film is among the most seen in Czech film history, viewed by more than 8 million people on the silver screen and repeatedly on TV ever since. Based on a story by the 19th century Czech author Božena Němcová, the fairy tale tells the story of a good king who tries to win the heart of a beautiful but snooty princess by the name of Krasomila. In the story, the king disguises himself as a gardener in the princess's employ to try and get close to her, to change her ways, and eventually to win her heart.
Co si o sobě myslíš? Jsem princezna. A zavázat mu střevíc by si pokládali za čest i králové.
Králové snad, já jsem zahradník.
Zavaž mi střevíček!
Like many films in the 1950s, communist Czechoslovakia, Pyšná princezna was not without propagandistic subtext. This is an aspect older viewers tend to ignore, and which younger viewers wouldn't have the slightest inkling of. Film critic Vojtěch Rinda again.
That's a thing that's not very well known, because people, since they want to enjoy those fairy tales, they don't tend to see the hidden meanings, hidden agendas. So, for example, one of the most popular Czech film fairy tales of all times is Pyšná princezna, The Proud Princess. And since it was made in the 50s, it was meant to be a celebration of work, of peasants, definitely not people from aristocracy.
That criticism, says Mr. Rinda, even applies to arguably the most popular Czech fairy tale of all, Tři oříšky pro Popelku, Three Hazelnuts for Cinderella, a Czech take on the Cinderella story, which was made in the early 1970s.
Even though the original Cinderella finds only beautiful dresses, this one finds basically a uniform for a forest hunter. And she shoots from a bow, and she rides horses, and she is definitely on par with the prince she's going to get. Or maybe she's even more emancipated or skilled than he is, which kind of resonates with the communist tendency of enabling women to work in mines or doing all the jobs that were traditional male.
While that may be true, such elements do not detract from Three Hazelnuts much. The film was a resounding success and has not aged at all badly. Shot in winter, it remains visually dynamic and exciting, making use of several great Czech actors like Menšík and featuring many humorous scenes. Most of all, the film features the young Libuše Šafránková in the leading role. Her Cinderella was both clever and sweet and set the standard for all future Czech princesses. Few have come close since. Vojtěch Rinda again.
She's the princess. She's the ultimate princess of Czech fairy tale tradition. And her character in this fairy tale is one of the main reasons why she became so popular. She's basically an icon. I think she was very young at the time. I think she was barely 17. So it was a combination of her youth and tenderness and her ability to be as good as the prince, shooting from a bow or riding horses. So she was both fairy tale princess and some sort of a tomboy.
Nejel tudy takový mladý myslivec?
Proč se ptáš?
Tak jel nebo nejel?
Kde pak? V celém lese, kam jen dohlédneš, je jenom jedna cácorka. Pískle!
Pojď dolů!
Pojď ty nahoru!
Povídám ti, pojď dolů!
Povídám ti, pojď nahoru!
My už jsme se někde viděli, ne?
To bys mi musel připomenout.
Tady v lese ty ještěrko, ale dnes mi neutečeš.
The original costumes from the film, including the ranger's outfit Šafránková wore, recently went on exhibit in Prague, along with the costumes from other famous Czech fairy tales. At the show's opening, Three Hazelnuts for Cinderella's director Václav Vortýček described costumes as an element of character. He also said he was extremely pleased the costume had survived to this day. Šafránková's costume certainly helped set her Cinderella apart from all the others. Dressed as a ranger, she taunts the prince in the woods before escaping on his horse. Like in many successful fairy tales, humor is a strong element. In many scenes, Cinderella's tormentors are revealed as shallow and ugly, to the laughs of the audience. The final moment is when Cinderella's stepsister falls into the muck of a shallow frozen pond, revealing to the prince she's not the bride he seeks. Czech TV's Jiří Chalupa agrees that humor in many Czech fairy tales is key.
Já jsem vyznavač humoru v pohádkách i mimo teda, ale já si myslím,
I'm a big fan of humor in fairy tales, especially those made today that are made for TV. In the 1980s and early 90s, we saw newer TV productions which introduced certain darker philosophical elements, and I can tell you it didn't work. Nobody wants that in their fairy tales. Adult viewers want something that reminds them of films they saw in their childhood. And their kids want something fun which they can understand. Humor and wisdom are what make any good fairy tale successful.
Humor a moudrost, to jsou dvě ingredience, které dělají pohádku pohádkou, má-li být úspěšná.
TV-made productions, while closer today to film in appearance, still suffer against their cinematic counterparts. In the past, many were criticized for bland studio settings and low production values. That makes humor, well-written scripts, and the enlisting of good actors even more important as one way of beating expectations. Film critic Vojtěch Rinda explains that Czech TV produces a new made-for-TV fairy tale each Christmas, in itself a tradition.
Czech TV shoots one new fairy tale for every Christmas. They basically, I mean, Czech TVs, all four major channels, screen pretty much every fairy tale, or definitely all of the most famous ones. Yet Czech TV makes a new one every year, and it screens it 24th of December. This year it's going to be this Kouzlo králů, The Charm of Kings, maybe. But these made-for-TV fairy tales really aren't comparable to the ones that were made for big screen.
According to Jiří Chalupa, Czech TV strives to provide viewers with both the old and new, both the classics that viewers know and love, and productions which they hope will surprise. The main new production always premieres on Christmas Eve.
Vždycky to jsou nové pohádky a vždycky je tam přehlídka těch pohádek.
Kouzlo králů is a perfect example of a fairy tale which uses classical elements but also has humor and perspective. It's typical as a TV production, but shot and edited in a more film-like manner. The story is about two kingdoms, one bad and one good, and how a baker's son from the bad kingdom is helped by the ruler of the good. It's romantic and a classic battle between good and evil.
Dobrýho království, aby pomohl tam v romantickém cítění. Je to takový utkání dobra se zlem.
Speaking of evil, you may be interested to know that there exists a devilish subgenre in Czech film fairy tales centering on devils, usually inefficient and bumbling characters. These are also screened around Christmas. It might strike some as an odd choice for the holidays, but the characters are lovable and very funny. One of the most celebrated films in this subgenre, and the most hilarious, is Hinek Bočan's Čerty nejsou žerty, There's No Joking with Devils, or Give the Devil His Due, a morality tale about a miller's son who is wheedled out of his inheritance by his evil stepmother.
Bylo nebylo jedno peklo a v tom pekle měli váhu.
Myslím, že její víra hříchu se právě dovršila.
Tak, tady je ta kniha.
Mazej, pojď sem. Jak to, že jsi opustil stanoviště?
Hlídají se ještě kolega netopí.
Mlč!
Považoval jsem za nutné.
Mlč!
In the end, after many unexpected twists and turns in which the devils make a mess of almost everything, she ends up getting carried off to the gates of, well, you know where. Film critic Vojtěch Rinda again.
Czechs are, I believe, the second most atheistic nation in the world. They are really not that afraid of devils, so they can turn them into funny characters. And it definitely is a subgenre of the fairy tale genre. And these fairy tales where devils serve as sidekicks to the main hero or as basically funny background are very popular even among kids. For example, there is a fairy tale called "S čerty nejsou žerty." There's no joking with devils. I think they are usually the better ones among Czech fairy tales.
There's one more classic that bears mentioning, although it is not a Czech, but a Russian fairy tale, which nevertheless has a place in the Czech holiday season, and something of a cult following with those who grew up in the 1970s. The film is none other than Mrazík, made in 1964, directed by Alexander Rowe. The story mixes classic Russian fairy tale motifs from the use of its hero Ivan to Deda Mraz, Grandfather Frost, as the personification of winter, to the innocent and good Nastenka and evil sister Marfusha. Most of all, the film features the famous Russian witch Baba Yaga and her famous cottage, which rests on giant chicken's feet. The film offers many memorable scenes, and really no Czech Christmas would be really complete without it.
Ivan! Přišel nečekán, nezván, chaloupku otočil a mě tím probudil. Radši rychle utíkej, tak chaloupko. Otoč se, k lesu vchod, ať stojí zadek Ivanovi.
Jiří Chalupa again.
Víc než pohádku, to vnímají jako komedia.
Mrazík does have a special place on Czech TV screens. I'd say it's enjoyed especially by teens, who get the humor and probably appreciate it more for that than its fairy tale qualities. Although I myself am not a fan, it's well made and a decent fairy tale, and definitely has a cult following.
A ty tady si najdou rovinu, na který jsou schopní se tam najít.
Overall, there are dozens of fairy tales, both film and TV, to choose from. And it's years before you can get to know them all and choose which ones to return to. In recent years, of course, many titles, from S čerty nejsou žerty to Tři oříšky pro popelku, have seen cheap DVD releases and are probably owned by a good part of the population. But somehow screening the most famous of fairy tales any other time than at Christmas probably wouldn't feel quite right. But maybe that'll change too. As for other trends, parents who have tired of fairy tales about knights and princes and devils or goblins always have modern grown-up fairy tales to turn to. There, Czech broadcasters have become no different than those in other parts of Europe or North America. Staples broadcast again and again each holiday season now include Pretty Woman with Julia Roberts and Richard Gere, and films like Love Actually with Keira Knightley, to name just a few. Lidové noviny, Vojtěch Rinda.
For example, in the US, there's this tradition of screening the populist movies, I mean, in a good way, populist movies of Frank Capra, like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington or It's a Wonderful Life. So even the adults who don't indulge in princesses and historical costumes can find their happy endings. And this aspect, I mean, screening of those adult fairy tales during Christmas is something that wasn't that common here in the communist era, but after the turnover, Czech TV's kind of picked up this tradition, so it's not different from any other Christmas-celebrating nation now.
So, Billy, welcome back to the airwaves. A new Christmas single, cover of Love Is All Around.
Except we've changed the word love to Christmas.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes. Christmas is all around me, and so the feeling grows.
breath for air.